The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing around idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went. He went out again about noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around, and he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day long?" But they answered, "Because no one has hired us." And he said to them, "You too go into the vineyard." And when it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, they received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, we who bore the heat of the day." And he said to them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give the last the same as you? Am I not free to do as I wish with my money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is a very challenging gospel in terms of its message will challenge us. So let me look at this. I'm diligent in preparing my homilies, so I have read many commentaries on this and consulted the scholars. And here's what I find to be the dominant message. This parable appears only in the Gospel of Matthew. And Matthew, as you know, is a Jewish gospel. It's shaped in a Jewish church, Jewish followers of Jesus. And for some unique reason, Matthew, and only Matthew, remembers the teaching of this gospel and how it applies in the church of Matthew, the Jewish church. The second thing we must note about this, think about what it was like in the time of Matthew and what it means to us today. The first followers of Jesus were all Jewish people. The 12 apostles were all Jewish. Their followers were Jewish, and therefore the core following of Jesus, the beginning of the church, is all Jewish. Therefore, we have our Sabbath day on Sunday, because the early followers of Jesus, observant Jews that they were, as was Jesus, they celebrated their Shabbat on Saturday. And when the sun went down at the end of the day, then the Christians, who were Jewish people, would celebrate the Eucharist, the breaking of the bread. So we ended up on Sunday, and the Jewish Sabbath is on Saturday. So now what does this mean? when Matthew says he's the only one that remembers this parable of Jesus. The Jewish dominance in the early followers of Jesus will become very powerful and will occasion the first crisis in the church. Read on here in chapter 20 in Matthew's gospel, a sequence to this parable. And Jesus will speak to the 12, and he will say to them, "You know how it is with Gentile leaders, how they lord it over their people. They like to make their authority felt. It must not be like that with you. You have come to serve and not to be served." He says, "The Son of Man has come not to be served, but to serve. This is what it must be like for you, leaders of the church. The power you're given is not given to dominate the people, it's given to serve the people, not to control the people, but to understand the people." That's in chapter 20 here, a caution given to the early leaders of the church, the apostles. And now we consider the bishops the successors of the apostles. The first crisis in the church, recorded in the 15th chapter of the book of Acts, has to do with, do Gentiles who are now coming into the church, do they first have to become Jewish before they become followers of Christ? Do you have to have circumcision? Do you have all the Jewish laws? And Paul and Barnabas come up from Antioch to Jerusalem for the first council of the church. And Paul speaks forcefully, saying, "The same spirit given to us, the Jewish church is given to us, that same spirit is given to the outsiders, the Gentiles, the ones who come late in the day. I know the Jews were first into the vineyard. They were people of the covenant. They were privileged people. And that the Gospel of Matthew, of course, being Jewish, emphasizes the messianic presence of Jesus as the fulfillment of all the prophecies in the Hebrew scriptures. So Paul, devout Jew that he was, argues very strongly at the Council of Jerusalem, they do not have to become Jews first. They're outsiders that belong in the power of the Holy Spirit. They belong to the community of faith and followers of Jesus Christ. They're outsiders, but the Holy Spirit speaks through the outsiders. That's the powerful statement here that's prompted by this teaching from the Gospel of Matthew. And so it was agreed at the Council of Jerusalem that no, they would not have to go through circumcision, and many of the Jewish laws they did not have to observe. There were certain laws they were asked to observe. So it was progress for the outsiders. It wasn't the last word, but it was progress. So Paul and Barnabas made great progress in behalf of the outsiders at the First Council of Jerusalem. So what does this mean to us today? In 1959, I was a philosophy student, and I remember very well the surprise, huge surprise, Pope John the 23rd, without any notice in advance, at St. Paul's outside the walls, that basilica in Rome, he called the Second Vatican Council. Everybody was alarmed. Where did this come from? This elderly Pope, he's calling the Second Vatican Council. And just like back in Jerusalem, many said, "We don't want change. We're afraid of change." And when John the 23rd called the Second Vatican Council, he said, open the windows and allow the breath of the Spirit into the community. Open the windows. But many resisted that council. Many bishops in the United States resisted the council, led by our own Cardinal McIntyre. And I know I was his secretary. He was a noble man. He was a great man. He just didn't agree with the Second Vatican Council. Simple things like, he wouldn't allow the altar to be turned around. I would still have my back to the people like this, saying the Mass. He didn't agree with the changes of the Vatican Council. He didn't go to most of the sessions of the council because he didn't agree with it. He was fearful of change. He wasn't a Latin scholar. His Latin was very elementary. So much of the council was spoken in Latin, which he didn't understand. Bishop Manning, the auxiliary, was a scholar, and he went to the council, and he understood the council. And now Pope Francis, 2 years ago, said, we're going to have a synod. We're going to have a synod. He said, what's this synod? We're going to do in 2 years a consultation of all the church throughout the world. So in the United States, every bishop was mandated to ask every parish to have a consultation. What is it about the church that you think needs to change or needs to grow? We had a consultation here of my family. I wasn't involved, so I don't know much about that. But every parish was said to have a consultation. What anxieties do the people have? What fears do the people have? What expectations? I have heard pastors say, I don't know what one pastor, especially elderly priest, I'm elderly. He was an elderly priest and said, I don't know what's wrong with the people today. I mean, they're not going to church and they lost the faith. I'm thinking to myself, are we worthy of the people? If we give the people a gift of prayer and a gift of welcoming, the people will come. So what happens when the largest Christian community in the United States are Catholics, the second largest former Catholics? It's true. So what happens? What's missing here? And so Pope Francis said, we need a worldwide consultation. Now, sadly enough, especially some American bishops, and quite a few, publicly opposed the Holy Father and said, we don't want this consultation. We don't want to deal with the outsiders. We want it to stay the way it is. And you see that, the struggle the Holy Father has to bring the people into a movement of the Holy Spirit. Who is to say that the Holy Spirit given to us is not also given to those on our margins, those at the doors who ask to come in? Who said they don't have the same spirit we have? How do you discern that? So Pope Francis is saying, listen to the people. Listen to the hopes, the dreams, the wounds, the struggles of the people. Collect all of this, bring it together, and it will be part of the synod, which begins next month in Rome and will go on for 3 years. Now, many people don't agree with that. They're fearful. They're anxious about change. We're comfortable the way we are. But there are a lot of people at the edge that don't feel welcome. We have young people who are asking questions that we don't want to deal with. They're struggling to know where they fit in. They don't believe what we believe. But they're our kids. They're our family. They are our church. We have women who are seeking a recognition of leadership in the life of the church. They're our sisters. They're our family. We need to listen. Who says they're not led by the Spirit? Who makes that discernment? We have LGBTQ people who say we'd like to belong to the church. Do you think the Holy Spirit will enlighten us how to respond to their needs and their hurts and their wounds, their sense of exclusion and their sense of judgment that they don't belong? Who makes that decision? The Holy Spirit. They're sincere, they're good, they're prayerful. Who makes decisions about people married a second time? They don't qualify. The Holy Spirit is not working through them. Where does that come from? So we need to be open to the movement of the Holy Spirit. We need to be courageous. Pope Francis is asking us to listen courageously, to listen openly, and to make a sense of welcome and openness to those on the margins. When I was first ordained, a long time ago, bishops and pastors and priests and clerics generally lord it over the people. And we told people exactly where you are. You miss Mass on Sunday, you're going to hell. Nobody believes that anymore. Doesn't make any sense. But they lorded it over the people. And the last generation, generation before that, bowed down and said, we obey. That's gone. This world has changed. You have changed. I have changed. Lording it over the people is not, it's not the ethic of ecclesiology today. The priest, the cleric, whoever it is, the bishop, is a servant of the people. And the servant of the people listens to the people. It's a new day. Not everybody is comfortable. People are fearful about this. But we have to have confidence. We have to pray. It's not the AAA, or it's not the Dodgers we belong to here. We belong to a spiritual group who are journeying in the power of the Holy Spirit. So be courageous, be open, and listen. We're not great listeners. In our culture, we don't listen to learn. We listen to respond. So now, where Pope Francis is calling us to pray for the Synod, to be open and to belong to the movement of the Holy Spirit in the church, we must, in the power of the Holy Spirit, in faith, believe deep down in ourselves that the more we're open and the more we're welcoming, the more we bless those on the margins and invite them to belong to us, the more we are speaking in the power of the Holy Spirit. We are growing or we are dying. And Pope Francis wants us to believe that the call of the Spirit is to grow and not to die. It's a challenging gospel for me, for you, for every one of us. And the only way we can respond to this is in prayer and strengthened by our awareness of the gift of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen.